taking initiative and noticing. These skills can be tough to teach. Some kids have an easier time than others. Some have a natural inclination to notice things and have a helping personality. But that doesn't mean that if your kid is not a natural noticer, they can't become one. Hi, I'm Marina Joy. You're listening to Tween Talk Voice Notes. Let's get into this. So today we're going to talk about noticing, and we'll save talking about initiative for another day because they're bigger topics. So when we think about the things that irritate or annoy us about our kids, and sometimes about ourselves, I bet that one of the things that is annoying is that they don't see when something needs to be picked up. Maybe you have a front foyer that is littered with shoes that are off the shoe rack, coats that are not hung up, clothes that didn't make it into the laundry basket. These are just the result of not noticing. However, noticing is a skill, which means it can be taught. And like I said, some kids will come be able to start noticing things easier than others, but that doesn't mean it can't be taught. It will require a bit of patience, but it can be taught. So let's go back to that example of shoes and coat in the front hall. Kid comes in through the front door, immediately tosses their coat off, ends up on the floor, right under the coat hooks. Shoes in the middle of the carpet that, is in front of the door where you wipe your feet. You know, not the place where they belong. They become tripping hazards and probably annoy you. Highly likely. So what can we do about this? Because every time it happens, you're probably annoyed, which means you're going to interact with your tween differently when you're annoyed, and then you're going to get that same vibe back, and then it's going to escalate all because they didn't put their shoes and coat away. So here's how you can get them to start noticing. So they come in, they throw off their shoes and coat, they leave them on the floor. So you call them back and you say, "Hey, do you notice anything that's not where it, belongs? And they might go, "Whoa, what?" And they're impatient because you've just pulled them from whatever it is they're doing. So the trick is to just be quiet and stand there and let them figure it out. And it's going to become pretty obvious soon. Now, if they are just like, "What?" and they actually don't know, then play the movie for them. Play, you know, hit rewind and go, "You just came flying in the door, threw your coat on the floor, shoes in the middle of the pathway. Do you notice what's not where it belongs?" And they'll probably grumble and messily put the things where they belong. It's okay. Just let it go. When they put them away, just say, "Thank you," and carry on. Next time they come flying through the door, coat and shoes in the middle of the floor, you call them back over. And they come over and you just stand there and you just kind of look at the coat and look at the shoes. And they'll probably huff and pick them up and put them away. They come flying through the door next time. Same deal, coat and shoes in the middle of the floor. What are you going to do this time? You call them over and they know the drill. So they come and they put them away and they tear away, and you probably haven't even said anything, and they probably haven't said anything to you, and you just call out, "Thank you." Next time they come tearing through the door, it might be that they put their coat and shoes away, barely, but they did. So at this point, you call them, and they come and they go, "What? I put them away." And you just say, "Yes, I was just calling to say, I noticed you put them away, and I really appreciate that." And then let them go. So we're training them to notice that one thing. Now, you're not going to do this with everything they leave lying about, because that would be exasperating. And we really don't want to exasperate our kids. I know I've been guilty of that. And it's not worth it. We don't need to exasperate our kids. We can do one thing at a time, help them notice one thing at a time, and then start using this word notice throughout the day. So when your kid picks up something, puts it where it belongs, "Oh, I noticed you put that book away right away. You noticed it was not in the right place." Okay, so this seems a little contrived. But what I'm saying is, use this word notice in your vocabulary so it becomes a normal thing to notice things. "I noticed you did your math quicker today." I noticed that you weren't very hungry today. Are you feeling well? You know, start incorporating this word in your vocabulary. And you'll be surprised at how this word starts coming back to you. Your tween will start using it in their vocabulary. They'll start noticing things. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but almost guaranteed it will happen if you are deliberate in helping them notice things. And it will be worth the time. Your household will run smoother. And especially if you say thank you every time. We need to appreciate what our kids are doing, not just expect. And then there's just this attitude of, we're on the same team. We're working together. We're noticing things and getting them done. Next time, I'll talk about taking initiative. But for today, start noticing things and start helping your tween notice something and see what happens. I'd love to hear how it goes. All right, that's all for today. Hope your day is awesome. Until next time.